Hi, I'm Marianne McPartland. Hazel Scott was one of the great singers and pianists of the jazz generation and a contemporary of jazz royalty such as Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, and Count Basie. Born in Trinidad, Scott eventually made her way to Juilliard, where she developed the skills of a musical chameleon that would eventually characterize her sound. She took her music to all of the landmarks of American musical greatness, from Carnegie Hall to Cafe Society to Hollywood. She even became the first African-American woman to have her own television show. Hazel Scott joined me for this piano jazz in 1980 and opened the show with a beautiful version of Memories of You.
My mother said there's only one way she could keep her band together is to throw me out of it. So she chose, before I went, took that job I was telling you about, she chose for my baptism of fire to have me play at Roseland Ballroom.
Oh, goodness.
Opposite the new orchestra that had just come up from Kansas City and had set New York on its ear. 16 men, the Count Basie Orchestra. So as we're going up the steps, I hear this, pa-pa! I said, what's that? She said, that's the Count Basie Orchestra. And as we go up, my mouth hung open, right? I couldn't believe what was happening. And then they walked off the stage. And I said, what happens now? She said, you.
So what did you play?
Well, Joe Jones, the drummer, put his foot on the back of my white dress. And they saw the footprint in order to propel me out on stage. And he came out and played with me. And Walter Page and Freddie Green joined.
Goodness.
And I played, I forget, I played something, but they helped me out, and I got through it.
That's exciting.
That was trauma, because from that minute on, I'm never worried about who I have to follow on stage, if I survived that night, you know?
I would think.
Then I started playing around, and then she would take me to work, and she didn't work for a while. She'd take me to work and come and get me when the job was over. It was a place called the Yacht Club on 52nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 15 by that. And she'd take me to work, and I would play for cocktails and for dinner. And the star of the show would come in, and she'd sit there and have dinner. And she'd send the busboy out to the floor and say to me at the little piano, and she'd say, tell her she can't play that because the star does it in the show. And
oh.
Each, you know, any tune that I would go into, can't play that one if it was nice and people looked around, paid attention instead of talking. She tell her she can't do that one because I do it in the show. So finally I sat there one night and I said, she is really giving it to me. How can I get her? I said, I know how. I'll do the Bach inventions, the 2 and 3 part inventions, and I'll syncopate them and see if she does that in the show.
You can do a little bit of what you did.
Play it all the way through straight, and then I go. You know, up, really up-tempo. And people started looking around. She looked bewildered.
My God, all those things swing like mad.
Yeah.
Like that, too.
And on and on. And so it became a game. And then I started doing it, and my mother hated it because she was a purist. She liked her jazz straight, and she liked her classic straight. And she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, this is self-defense. Believe me when I tell you it's necessary. And I did things like Percy Grainger, and I did Derek Malyanoff, the little waltz. And I did all kinds of things. So she
you could do Chopin preludes?
Yeah, Chopin, and she'd just shake her head.
Well, they were very successful.
And the minute waltz.
The minute waltz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I remember, I think. Didn't you kind of take... Thank you.
the tempo is like this.
Yeah, I remember that on the record. Boy. Well, let's just do something and maybe
right.
take a more down tempo because...
Let's do Ellington.
Okay. Somebody I recall you talking about before, Hazel, was one of my favorite singers, and I know of yours, Mildred Bailey.
Oh, wow, one of my favorite people on earth.
Where did you work with her?
Well, at Cafe Society. Briefly, I went in there. Billie Holiday created the job for me. She quit 3 weeks early.
Oh.
And she said, hire Hazel Scott. And so the owner said, who's Hazel Scott? She said, don't ask questions, just hire her. And I was there, that's November. And then the following October, he opened the place on 58th Street. For a while, it was the Fine Arts Cinema, and now it's a church. It was very strange to go by there because that was the spot in New York where everybody came when they hit town. Immediately, it was like a lodestar, you know?
You mean Cafe Society?
Mm-hmm.
Uptown.
Uptown, the one on 58th Street. Uptown and downtown, actually, but the
Mary
one on
Lou.
58th Street.
Well,
Mary Lou took over my spot downtown when I moved uptown.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, you were both working each club
That's it.
Together.
Right.
Tell me something about Mildred. I knew her a little, but not, you know, I...
Incredible. First of all, I had this huge dressing room. It was like an apartment. And they had fixed it up because I was a regular there. They'd fixed it up all kinds of ways. And I felt a little strange because Mildred was a great to me, you know, like Mary Lou Williams, another one. And I said, no, she's got a tiny dressing room over there at the others. I want her to dress in here with me. Besides, she'd be fun. So I said, Mildred, why don't you dress with me? She said, okay. So she brought us stuff in, and we laughed every night, all night long. She had an expression for the audiences when they were hostile. She'd come up, and I'd say, how are they tonight, Mildred? And she'd say, well, the assassins are out there tonight. And then another night I'd say, how are they? She said, they brought butcher knives tonight. Another night I'd say, how are they? She said, they brought axes.
Well, what
hatchets.
Did she say if they were good?
Very seldom did Mildred find them good.
She was a very particular
lady. Oh, please. You know when she found them good? When they were very, very quiet. Although they were usually quiet there, they got tossed out. You know, we would insist on it. But if they were very quiet and loved ballads, then Mildred would think they were okay. It's hard to hold an audience with a ballad. She was so funny. One night we were eating Chinese food, and she had this enormous topaz. And I looked, and the topaz was just covered with the sauce from the lobster Cantonese. And I said, Mildred, will you look at your ring? And she looked down. She said, yep, stuff is everywhere, isn't it? Never turned her for a second. Great.
How about you singing, Ron? How about you singing with us?
I hadn't anyone. Was a lonely one till you I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be.
Well, we've got some more soon tunes. I thought of another one that would be nice if you'd sing it. tune by Duke, All Too Soon.
Oh, yeah.
All too soon, we had to part. The moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream. All too soon, all too sweet was our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone all too soon.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.